everyone, it's Wobby, snuck inside Lucas Oil Stadium to give you the recap of day two. It was another busy day in the media center and at the press conferences. Mike Zimmer made his way and did his rounds, and the topic, just as it was yesterday with Rick Spielman, was the quarterbacks. Coach Zimmer had some interesting things to say, including finding the answer at quarterback not upsetting the balance of the rest of the roster.
We've won 40 games in the last 10 years, in the last 4 years, because we've had a good football team, and I want to make sure that with our team that we continue to build and improve, continually improve on defense. You know, they told me today we're 21 and 4 or something, and when we scored, what was it, Mike? 30 and 4 when we scored 21 points. So, you know, it's important that we don't lose the defensive part of the game, because we keep the game close. So all these things become a factor.
And as usual, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, is hosting his daily radio show on Radio Row inside the Indiana Convention Center. Paul Charchian joined him. They had some really cool guests today, including ESPN insider Adam Schefter, who had a few comments on the Vikings quarterback situation and more.
When you look at the Kirk Cousins situation, I don't believe that there's going to be a team that is more aggressive and eager and frankly desperate than the New York Jets.
Yes.
And they've got a lot of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to come at Kirk Cousins harder than any other team in the league. There are going to be minimum 3 viable suitors. Bill Polian told me this morning that there's a 4th team that I don't know.
Really?
Who's going to be getting in on this, that if the price is right. But the price is not going to be right.
No.
So whatever team Bill is referring to, and I had this conversation with him off the set. That's great, Bill. You've got your team. We'll call it the Colts, even though it's not the Colts.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
The Colts are going to be interested if the price is right. The price isn't
going
to be
right.
It's just not going to be right, because the Jets are going to make it such that it's not right. The
Broncos
are going to make it such that it's not right. I don't expect the Browns to be there. And the Vikings, I think, don't know, but I think the Vikings will be interested at their own price.
Mm-hmm. While we were here in the stadium, we caught up with two of the faces of NFL Network's draft coverage, Charles Davis and Daniel Jeremiah. These guys know the class unlike anyone else, so we peppered them with questions about the incoming class of draftable players. O-line and D-line, if you need some help in those positions, how are you for this draft? Are you in good shape?
I think so. I think it's better than maybe what we did last year. Remember last year, Bob, we were talking, I don't know about the O-line a little bit, but you've got plenty of players that we can flat out discuss. You want to talk about tackle like Mike McGlinchey at Notre Dame. You want to talk about a Connor Williams at Texas, who is a tackle, but some people might like his bulk and want to move him inside the guard if you're a power running team. You know, if you want to go ahead and take a good look at Quentin Nelson, obviously, because he may be the meanest, nastiest guy that we have in the draft and maybe the top player that we've got.
And I don't recall ever using quarterback as the example. I think this year it is. I mean, when you look at the big five quarterbacks that we have, with Darnold, Rosen, Mayfield, Allen, Jackson, and then outside of that five, I still think there's 3 or 4 more other guys that are pretty interesting. Luke Falk, you look at Mason Rudolph, you got Mike White, and you've got LaLetta from Richmond. So that's a big group of quarterbacks and one of the deepest classes we've seen.
Back inside the media center, it was offensive linemen and running backs who took to the podiums and had their press conferences. Here's some of the most interesting sound from those guys.
I mean, backs like us, you know, we bring, you know, the power to the game. And, you know, we can get those extra 2-3 yards that the team actually need. But, you know, it's kind of like on a coaching decision. So, you know, we have no control over, you know, where we get drafted at or how they're taking the running back. So we only got to control what we can control.
You know, this is a cool experience for us out here. We're around some of the best and brightest minds in football for the next, you know, week or so. And I get to talk to all these people, which is so cool to me. And, you know, I'm trying to do my best to present myself in a way that obviously is enticing for teams to pick me. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to learn a lot of things as well and pick each other and pick these coaches' brains that have been around football for so long and are so well respected.
The transition to the NFL, I mean, in college, we all go to class. We all do that. In NFL, it's a job. Football's a job. So now the D linemen are going to be better, bigger, faster, stronger. And so you just have to, whenever, whatever NFL team chooses me, I just have to just get better, focus on my fundamentals, and just use those fundamentals I learned from Iowa and the coach that will be coaching me, and just use that to block them.
And that's a wrap for day two in Indianapolis, but day three is going to be fun, and it includes offensive linemen and running backs out here doing their on-field drills. Plus, we'll have more players inside the media center doing their press conferences. All of that and more coming to you from Indianapolis at the Combine. Stay tuned.